Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Friends here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen with the latest, I don't know if this is the latest or not, seems to be from what I can glean, looking at two or three different sources, the Air Egypt Flight 804 victim list, what they are finding are little bits and pieces, not bodies, but pieces, little pieces. Enough to give them DNA samples so they can sort of try to figure out who these people, but they know who the people are. I never understood, really, this is sort of my own, maybe it's callousness. Why bother? The people are dead. What are you going to try to piece their bodies back together again and stick them in a coffin and then bury them? They're done. They're finished. They're dead. Forget about it. You know that these people are on the plane. So why are you going to go to this big, expensive trouble of identifying the bodies?
What
the hell is the point of that? I don't get
that. That is a little callous. I mean, yeah. If it was...
Mine?
If it was,
you think I'm callous about that?
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I mean, if it was one of your loved ones,
no.
Wouldn't you want as
nope.
much of your loved one as possible
no.
to cremate?
What? You don't... No, because they're not there. It's just a bunch of bones and flesh. It's the same stuff. They're going to be ashes to ashes, etc. It's a completely ridiculous waste of money. They're dead. You're not going to get them back again, so why waste all the money chasing around for them? It's foolishness.
Well, if I had a loved one, I would appreciate having some part of them to cremate and have, you know,
you
spread
put
ashes
in a locket?
Somewhere.
But, okay.
Oh my God! Okay, dial down the cynicism, Doug. All right,
Doug, you would
dial it
back. You would want to know what happened to your loved ones.
I know what happened. They get killed in a plane crash. They're dead. They're finished. Done. Kaputsky.
If this
Forget
was someone really
it.
Close to you, though, don't you think it would be different?
No.
I'm trying not to go there and give you a specific example, but if it was someone that you really, really loved, you would want to. You would want some part of
not
them.
Not anymore. I used to think, honestly, I used to think that way. I'd do anything to hold on to him. But when Charlotte died, I remember somebody saying to me when I had her bag of ashes, which I still have on my bureau, that's not Charlotte. Charlotte's gone into a different reality. The energy is different. Her spirit is there with me every single day. I don't need to have, do I think about her body from time to time? Yeah. Do I think about other people that I've known and their bodies? Yeah, but they're not their bodies. When the life stops, when the heart stops, everything stops functioning, they return to the state. Think about it this way. We talk a lot about food. Don't we? And the food that comes out of the ground, we grow food, it comes from the source. It's this, we have what builds our body is the source, and the source is the same. So when we are going back to the source, we put our bodies into a bag or into a box, or we cook them, fry them, Jennifer.
I mean, that's the thing.
Leaving it to you.
You want to leave your mummy to me?
Yeah, I'm going to have you. You're going to have me mummified.
I'll put you in my family room right by the fireplace, and I'll make sure you don't catch Dougie.
Stand him up like Weekend at Bernie's.
I'd rather have you stuffed than mummified. If
really?
You
know. Yeah. That's a good idea. You know, I actually thought about doing that with Charlotte, and Brendan said to me, Dad, you can't be serious.
It is so
taxidermying
creepy.
Her, or
I
whatever
did,
the
yeah.
word would be.
No, I did. I thought about that. Megan thought it was horrifying, but Brendan just looked at me and he said, Dad, it's not Charlotte. Why would you want to have her filled up with stuffing?
Oof,
yeah, exactly. All right, so from there, let's get to food news. Some new...
That's a segue.
That's right. The new food apps that you can is Dr. Wang here doing things wrong again today?
Oh, how did I know that it was going to segue to that?
I just had
a feeling.
Anyway,
held my breath for a bit, but it didn't work.
There's a popular dining app that got a redesign, a Discover tab with new restaurant categories such as new and hot, most popular, my favorites, editorial picks, near me now,
Best bets for Listeria.
Right. Salmonella
Plus.
Want to
lose a few pounds.
Yeah. So how is this different than, what is it called, Open Table?
Open Table,
this,
yes.
This is for restaurants, right? This is for food in general.
No, this is for restaurants.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Open is it, Table
so
is... Is
competition for Open Table?
No, no, no. This is Open Table got a redesign. This is the new version of Open Table.
Ah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Open Table on steroids.
Have you ever used Open Table? I bet Meredith has.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm just gonna go right there. Meredith probably uses it.
Yes, Meredith.
Open Table's fabulous. Yeah. I don't like talking to people, and I never call anyone.
Why are you on this? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I know.
If you don't like talking to people, what the heck are you doing?
I like
this
you
program
guys.
With us?
Huh? Radio has made me antisocial. When you talk for a living,
really?
When you talk for a living, you don't want to talk to anybody else, especially the delivery guy. So, Open Table is. I order all my stuff on Seamless and Open Table. I book all my restaurants. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Fabulous.
It is.
Right. Fabu. So,
you use Open Table, Jen?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like it a lot. And you know, the next thing
hold
you
on a second. Why is it that you always bring me to the same place? You bring me to Bob's Big Boy for lunch. Why can't you... Why? Nice
because it's our special place, Dougie. Hello, it's symbolic and nostalgic. Value.
What do they sell at Bob's Big Boy? Just
the
curious.
Big Boy combo?
Yeah.
Which Doug and I never get, to be fair. We never get the Big Boy combo, but that's what they're famous for. It's like
the last time I was there, which was what? The day you had your eye come out.
Yeah.
I think I had oatmeal that morning. Not mistaken. I was sitting next
to Roberta.
We were
there for lunch, though.
Oh, was it lunch? See, I always have to protect myself. When I'm with Roberta, you think I'm bad about getting onto somebody else's plate and eating off of the other plate. Roberta will spend her whole lunch eating off of my plate.
Yeah, so, and she brought her daughter, Victoria, who I actually got to sit next to her. She's fun. I liked her. Yeah.
She didn't stab your food.
No. She did not.
I can't stand
my
people
food.
Who eat off
she
my
She has much better manners than her mother.
Oh, I know what you ate. You went to the salad bar and had the, you guys, like, drained him of the lentil soup or something, I think.
That's right. It's good memory, Jen. Speaking of soup, in food news, Campbell Soup says that the bad weather weakened sales of its soups and cost... The cost of carrots has gone up, apparently. They can't listen to this. Remember, Campbell's opened up about GMO and they started saying on their soups whether there was GMO vegetables in or anything in the can.
Right,
it was
I remember
GMO.
That.
Okay. So since they started doing that, their sales have gone off by 5%.
So much
are
for
they
honesty.
Loaded with GMOs?
And yeah. So now. What they're doing, their stock went down last week about down to $4 or $5. So what they're now doing is figuring out how to get GMO carrots and veggies in general into their soups. But because they are so big and there's such a demand on non-GMO foods, they can't find enough.
Yeah.
So you'll notice that their chicken noodle soup doesn't have as much chicken or as much carrot stock. Or other, what else do they put in? They have celery and
so what's in it? Just
chicken soup?
Broth?
That's pretty much like that's an awful place to be for them. And I'm actually going to play the sympathy card a little bit because they were trying to do the right thing. They were
they
trying
were.
To be responsible
I'm
by disclosing. And then people, and I know that I know this is a hot button issue for all of us, but. Yep. People treat GMOs like it's nuclear waste. I mean, if they see the word on the label, they're going to pick up some disgusting soup, which has probably got a lot worse stuff in it than Campbell's, because Campbell's has honestly put on the label what's in the can.
Yeah.
That's a real bummer for them.
Yeah. Well, we went to the food store to get stuff. Meredith wasn't feeling well. So we got the food store?
You mean the grocery store? What are you, like a horse? You go to the feed store?
Are you done now?
That was
you were saying.
All right, so this is the grocery store.
My mom says food store.
Oh, thank you. That's what store. I want to be. It's just like your mother when I grow up. Well, okay. So anyway, we went to the store to get some. This is a harmless story that's now become
get some feed.
Traumatic.
Get some feed.
The feed store. Did you go to the general store too? Yeah. To the apothecary? Did you
made me
swing by the apothecary?
Way to go make me a trade with old man Johnson. I gave him a few of my ears of corn for some cheese.
Did they, did they chisel off a brick of salt for you? We need some Western music, Kara.
Doug already
the
tore up.
Back.
Doug already tore up my contract yesterday, so I'm not going to push it any further.
All right, Dougie. All right, so what happened at the food store?
We wanted to get some. This is almost a story not worth telling after all of this.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some dueling banjos.
Anyway. The simplest way I can describe, she was not feeling well, so we thought we'd get some soup. So we went to the hot soup. You know how these stores now have hot soups that are prepared and ladled out. And I don't even remember why I was telling the story, except, oh, I know, because the carrots were so big. This was homemade soup, and the carrots and all the other veggies in there were so big. And I wasn't thinking about it until just now. I'm wondering, because we're kind of nutsy about GMO foods, too. And whether you know...
Oh, they were totally GMO.
Yeah.
They were from the... Yeah, they're...
Well, this is sort of a local grocery store.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
The local general store. The local outlet. Mm-hmm. All right. Enough.
Your local general store.
Did it have that old Indian statue in the front?
Yeah. And they all say cowabunga when you come in. 20, where are we? 19 after on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
This is the best time I've ever had.
I had tacos, tequila, and Budweiser to wash it down, and an eye full of boobies. It's a five-hour energy. Dump that out, and you fill it full of tequila. Works a lot better.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man. Six-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, the Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star. Never stopping. Rated R.
Jeff Ryan, American Biker Minute.
Amanda Rose, Orlando, CBR 600, and a black shirt with holes all the way through it, definitely showing my assets. Booty shorts, fishnets, and boots. Long brown hair, red lipstick on. Definitely a free feeling.
There's no better place to be than right here, Saturday, right now. This is the best place on earth.
This is the best time I've ever had in Bikoberfest.
Bikers are making a splash.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you know if you're in love? Well, it's a tough question, but one everyone will invariably attempt. What's the answer? Well, first, the human behavior of it. Today, I get to tell you about my dad, smart man, you would have liked him. And one day, I asked my father, he and I were having one of those moments, and I was struggling with this love question, so I asked, Dad, how do you know when you're in love? Here's my father's answer. He said, Son, if this person brings out the best in you, it's love. If they bring out the worst in you, it's not love.
You make me want to be a better man.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People whom we love bring out the best in us in every conceivable way. They make us want to be better than we really are. And you know what? We do the same if they love us back. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.